I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I told you I was going to wear it, so I'm going to stay true to my word. And by the way, Eddie, did Sal Licata sit in this seat?
No, sir.
He didn't. Where did he sit when he was here?
Where Gio is.
All right, and then who sat in my seat?
Jerry.
Oh, Jerry did. Okay, then I don't feel so bad.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if, you know, Sal has germs or what's going on with him, especially, you know, when he shows up late, you know, to his, you know, an opportunity to sit in for Gio. But at least I know Jerry is reliable, responsible. I know that he cleaned my area and everything else, so I feel pretty good about that.
And he's tested regularly.
And he's tested regularly, too. That's the other good thing. So...
Thanks, Eddie.
Yeah,
sure.
So I don't know about
screw you,
you're
Gio.
Over there in that Sal Swamp. I don't know what.
Hold
I don't know
on.
What's going
we've
on
had
there.
24. Well, not quite 24 hours, but
right.
We've had 20 hours since someone sat here. I do the regular wipe. I've got my own mic screen situation here.
Right.
I'm sure that it's okay.
And plus, they're cleaning the studios, right, Eddie? Every day.
Yeah, they actually. Yes, and they do the once a week fogging thing.
Yes.
And that was yesterday.
Okay.
That was yesterday, so we got fog. Oh, so good. We got
a fogging.
Fog
we
oh,
got
good.
Everything. Yeah.
That's so. Great. So Sal showed up late 15 minutes?
Correct, sir.
I mean, what the hell happens when I'm out of here? You know,
yeah.
So CeeLo sleeps through and doesn't show up. Sal now is 15 minutes late. I mean, do these guys realize what responsibility is all about?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hear the full story. I heard that his wife, who I guess is 8 months pregnant, had to come and help out in the middle of the night. So I'm sure that that went over well. These things happen, I guess. I mean, what can you say? I'll knock on wood. I have never been late once. I've been doing morning since August of 2010. I have never showed up late one time. So you know that tomorrow I'll end up showing up late.
You know, I said before we left on Monday that I was doing game time this week, that I was doing my interviews. It's one of the reasons why we took off for 2 days. And, you know, I have 9 interviews in those 2 days. And too much to do 4 hours in the morning and then go do those 4 interviews one day, 5 the other day. One of the interview subjects that I had this time was really, really interesting. The great Dr. J, Julius Erving, who is now living in Atlanta. And I saw Evan's Dr. J bobblehead over there in their studio. So I stole it just for our show. I'll put it back.
Sure.
But I just wanted to be able to tell Evan that Dr. J loved his time on Long Island. You know, he went to Roosevelt High School, grew up in Hempstead, and went to the same high school as Eddie Murphy and obviously Howard Stern.
That's right.
And then, of course, he was telling me stories. I don't think I could get all the stories in 22 minutes. I mean, we were on the phone together or on the Zoom together for at least 45 minutes yesterday. It was amazing how many great memories he has of being here on Long Island. And I was really impressed with the fact that, you know, he knew obviously that I was from Long Island. He and I have met before, of course, but just being able to have a 45-minute conversation with a guy like Dr. J, given everything that he had done for the ABA, what he had done for the NBA when he finally got to the Philadelphia 76ers and how the NBA took in the ABA teams, I don't know. It was just really, it was a great interview. He was, and for those of us living here locally and know about him playing at Roosevelt and playing at the Rucker League and everything else, it's just amazing how great his memories were of his time here and his time at UMass. You know, he was there for 2 years and then he went in the draft to the ABA Virginia Squires. Because you had to play, I guess, 4 years before the NBA would accept you. And then, believe it or not, he was drafted by the Milwaukee Bucks, I think number 12 overall. Do you know who was on the Milwaukee Bucks when he was drafted?
Kareem.
Kareem and Oscar Robertson
Yeah,
were on that team. And he was going to go play for that team.
The original Big Three.
Right, exactly. That's what I asked him yesterday. Yeah. And then it turned out that he actually signed a contract with the Atlanta Hawks while he was still with the Virginia Squires. He goes to the Atlanta Hawks training camp and plays two games with Pistol Pete Maravich, of all players, and said it was maybe the two best games he's ever played. They scored like 150 points in each of the games. And then the NBA ruled that if you're going to play in the NBA, you have to play for the Milwaukee Bucks who drafted you. So he ended up leaving the Hawks and going back to the Virginia Squires, and then he gets traded to the Nets, and then he gets to the Philadelphia 76ers.
So obviously, Dr. J, the best interview you did yesterday, because you're still glowing about it.
I mean, you're really
post-coitus right now.
I was kind of blown away by it. It was great. It was just great hearing him have fond memories of Long Island.
Yeah.
And it was great to hear him say those things and how much he loved Long Island and how much he loved UMass. And he loved his buddies, and a lot of buddies from Long Island had gone to UMass either to play lacrosse or football. So he knew a lot of guys there, and it was one of the reasons why he went there. And I guess he had a mentor whose mentor was very close friends with the coach at UMass, one of the reasons why he wanted to go there, which I didn't know all these stories, which is great. But then I also interviewed Brett Favre as well.
Yeah.
And that was interesting, to say the least.
Well, I mean, stop here, because now I feel like you're going to tell us about the entire episode.
No,
I want to watch the episode.
No, you will. I'm just telling you that a lot of the stuff's going to hit the cutting room floor.
But
as a Long Islander, and as somebody who is, you know, I'm 10 years younger than Dr. J, so I remember the Dr. J Nets. That's why I have him here with the bobblehead, as I saw him over there in Craig and Evan's studio. I was just blown away by just how much he loved it here.
Did he have a take on the current Nets? Or
he did.
Keep it up with it.
Yeah, he did. He loves the Nets, and he watches the Nets and the 76ers, and he also watches all the other former ABA teams closely. He just said that said all the right things about James Harden and Kyrie Irving, although that Kyrie Irving spells his last name wrong. But yes, he watches and he expects them to be in the finals.
Yeah, and I think most people do at this point, and you continue to put on performances like they have last night. I mean, it really is incredible that, you know, this was all about Kevin Durant for the Brooklyn Nets. It was all about him. And we know that last year he didn't play, and we know that this year now he's been out for one reason or another lately because of the hamstring. And now really the Nets are all about James Harden. And that's what they've been all about. I mean, even Kyrie Irving takes a back seat to the James Harden story, not only on the court, but, you know, a story like last night where he goes back to Houston, gets a video tribute, he's signing sneakers and tossing it to young fans. I mean, it's all about James Harden right now. And everybody that had an issue with where he was in his career and trading away the future is probably thinking otherwise right now because of how well he has played. I mean, the questions are still going to remain when Kevin Durant comes back, what the team looks like. You'd expect it to be even better than it is now, and some of James Harden's postseason shortcomings. That's another thing that needs to be answered. But when you got the two guys that you got that are teammates with you, you would think that that's going to help that story a little
bit.
Yeah,
there's no question for James Harden. It's going to come down to the playoffs just simply because that's the knock against him. It's really the only knock against him.
Sure.
But now that he has the help of Kyrie Irving, and when Kevin Durant comes back, there should be, you know, all the opportunities for him in the world to continue to do what he's doing. The one thing I will say about him, and I really watched him more in the playoffs than any, because of where they played there in the Western Conference.
Oh, you're not watching season Rockets basketball? I mean, come on.
What you do is you wake up, you watch the highlights, and you see his numbers, and you go, wow, he had another great game.
Mm-hmm.
But when you watch a game like last night, the thing that really strikes me about him is about how easy it looks watching him. I don't even see him sweating. And he just kind of like dribbles the ball. And when he doesn't have the ball, he just kind of stands around. And then the ball comes in his hands. And then he takes a fadeaway jumper and it's swish. It's just the way he plays. I'm not saying that he's not giving effort. Of course he's giving effort. But I don't necessarily know that I've ever seen a player be able to do what he does and make it look so easy.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. I'm trying to think of somebody that would be a comparison like that, and right off the top of my head, I mean, you know, Kyrie, when he gets going, he makes it look very easy too. You have to admit, he definitely does.
But there are times where you can watch James Harden, and I try to do this the last couple of games watching him, where he just stands around when he doesn't have the ball, and he's conserving energy, I guess you could call it that. He doesn't need load management because he gets it during the game. And then when he gets the ball in his hand, he just sits there a couple times through the legs. He may make a step forward, a jab step forward, and then he steps back, and then he hits a three. And then just kind of meanders back on defense. The ease at which he plays is what's more amazing to me than anything. I didn't realize how easy he makes it look.
Yeah, and there was an announcement yesterday, I guess, that they're going to retire his number in Houston, which wasn't a surprise that they were going to do that at some point, but to announce it sort of yesterday on his way back so soon after the way he forced himself out of there, I guess, didn't sit well with some Rocket fans. But, you know, this is one of those things that, you know, eventually the wounds get healed. Eventually they do. Now, I know he didn't deliver a championship to the Houston Rockets, and that's always going to be something that's there, but they're going to look back on his tenure with Houston and say, this guy was one of the great players that we've ever seen here. And they'll hang his jersey in the rafters, and that'll be that. I mean, we've seen some really messy divorces with all-time franchise players in all sorts of sports. This was a really bad one, but time heals the wounds. And then you remember how good that guy was for you. A guy you talked to with Game Time, with Brett Favre. That was one of those messy divorces.
It was.
That happened. And then he was so spiteful that he went to one of the Packers' biggest rivals.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about that story is that when he left Green Bay, and it was a thought that he was retiring.
Sure.
And he flew home to Kill, Mississippi with his agent and his wife. When he landed, he had decided, you know, I want to get to the Bucs. I want to go play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and John Gruden. I know the offense. I know the coach. That's where I want to go. Plus, I'll have a chance to beat the Packers in the playoffs. Or I don't know if they had a game that year against each other or not. But he really wanted that. And then when he landed, his agent called him and said, I got some interesting news for you. The Green Bay Packers have just traded your rights to the New York Jets, of all places. Like the Packers got in front of him going to Tampa.
Right.
I didn't realize that. It's been a long time since that happened. I didn't realize that it went down like that.
Yeah, well, he desperately wanted to get to a place where he could shove it in the Packers' face.
Right, like, and he also said, you know, I love Mike Tannenbaum. He tried to do everything right for me and all that other stuff. He said he was on the sideline of a game in Seattle as the Jet quarterback, and he said to Eric Mangini and I guess Brian Schottenheimer, he said, look, guys, I don't think I can play. You know, I have this this problem in my right bicep. I guess he pulled a tendon in his right bicep or tore a tendon. And he goes, I can't control where the ball's going. He goes, and they said, you know, you just got to, if you can gut it out, gut it out. These are his words to me. And he goes, I'm trying to throw a ball that I would normally throw. And he goes, sometimes my arm hurts, sometimes it didn't. But what I had was just the lack of belief that I could get the ball where it needed to go.
So how about a little, because this is reminding me, how about a little Boomer and Carton, Boomer and Geo history for you right here. So the first game that Brett Favre played against the Packers, you guys took me to that game. So it was out in Minneapolis. It was at the Metrodome. And it was the first time you took me, it was just me and you to Lambeau Field, and that was Aaron Rodgers' first start, and it was against Tavares Jackson on Monday Night Football. The first time that Favre played against the Packers was at the Metrodome. He went to Lambeau later in that season, but it was at the Metrodome in Minnesota, and you guys, we all went. Al went, Craig went, obviously you went because you were calling the game, and we were all there together. I don't know if you guys did a million of these trips. I only did a couple of them, so I remember every single one. But I remember sitting at a bar. You were working, obviously, with Al and Craig, and we were having drinks in a hotel bar in Minneapolis. And then we went to the game, and then I ended up standing behind in the press box Mark Murphy, who is one of the big execs there.
Well, he was the president of the Packers, yeah.
And Ted Thompson was then GM. I think he might have passed away
recently.
Yeah,
he has passed away, yeah.
So I was sitting behind them, and I remember as Brett Favre's throwing touchdowns in the Metrodome as a member of the Vikings against the Packers, and the place is going crazy, and just looking at their reaction, stone-faced, but I could see, like, the veins in the side of their head popping out, like, oh, God.
This is, like, the last thing that they wanted to see when he left.
Right.
And that's why they tried to send him to the Jets. They wanted him out of
the conference.
Well, and they
did, but then that, you know, only a year didn't work out. He got himself to Minnesota, and that was that. But that was an amazing time, and I got to see it firsthand and up close.
I totally forgot that you were on that trip.
Yeah, I was on that trip.
Do you remember that, Al?
I do, because I got to meet Tony Dorsett was on the sideline because it was some sort of anniversary, or they were doing because Tony Dorsett had that 99-yard run in the Metrodome on a Monday night.
Right.
He was there on the sideline. So I do remember I have a picture with Tony Dorsett.
Man, you guys got to do a lot of fun things with me.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. I forgot how much fun we used to have, Al.
I know. What you were doing that Monday Night Football, I mean, that was like, you know, lifetime stuff. I mean, you were asked to, like, bring me. I went to 3 games with you. I went to the 2 Viking Packer games.
Right.
One at Lambeau, one at the Metrodome, and then I went to Vikings Bears. You took me to at Soldier Field.
Was that a cold night, or was that?
No, it was like October. It wasn't that cold.
I remember a night where I took Gunner to a game in Chicago because, you know, he's a Green Bay Packer fan.
Sure.
It was the Packers. And it was so cold. I mean, it literally was like -5 degrees wind chill at Soldier Field. And pregame warm-up, you know, right before that, we walk out on the field. Gunner wants to see Soldier Field, and it's pretty cool how it looks inside, outside. It's ugly as hell. Inside, it looks pretty cool. So we're walking on the field, and there's one guy out there on the field with us, just one guy. There's no security anywhere around. That's how cold it is, and that's how early before the game it is.
Yeah.
And there's Aaron Rodgers sitting on the bench of the Packers, just sitting out there by himself. So we went over and had a nice conversation with him.
That's great.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, so a pretty cool memory for Gunner. But yeah, I miss those Monday night games. I miss calling the games. But what was really a lot of fun for me was taking you guys to those games.
Yeah, so the distinct memories that I have, the first one with Lambeau Field was obviously the Marv Albert story that I've told a million times in the limo. Boomer lashing out. The one in the Metrodome when I went with you guys was standing behind Ted Thompson.
Where was Jaworski?
Jaworski was on the field where he called Matt Leinart and Vince Young the C-word.
Oh, that's right.
Those two guys are the C-word.
But it was that night.
That was the Lambeau night, yeah.
That was the Lambeau night.
Okay. It was me, you, and Ron Jaworski standing on the field. He's like, you want to know who's a C-word? Matt Leinart. And then you were like, what about Vince Young? Him, too. Anyway, so so that happened.
Yes.
And my this is a little more inside, but people understand if I have a friend like this. My lasting memory from the Soldier Field game had nothing to do with a celebrity, but rather your best friend, businessman, Lee Becker, when we were up in the radio booth, Lee and I, because we were like together that day.
Yes, you know, yes,
Lee,
I remember
was,
that,
Lee
yes.
was like my chaperone. And there was a cooler filled with sandwiches. And he pointed to the cooler filled with sandwiches and he goes, can you grab me a sandwich? So I grabbed him a sandwich. I handed it to him. It was in foil. And I'd never seen this before in my life, but I respected it so much. He didn't ask what was in there. He didn't open up the sandwich to see what it was before he decided if he was going to eat the sandwich or not. He just opened up the wrapper and took a bite. And then as his mouth was filled with the sandwich, he looks at me and goes, roast beef.
Yeah, well, Lee was a big man who liked to eat.
Yeah, but I respected the hell out of it because so am I.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
And the good news is, if you are a CBS All Access customer like I am,
yeah,
your CBS All Access is going to get rolled right into Paramount Plus.
Little rollover action.
So there'll be no longer a CBS All Access. It will be Paramount Plus, and there'll be hundreds of new movies added. Original programming added. There's news and sports. Live shows added. And it really is truly going to be a total, I guess you would say, cohesion of Viacom and everything CBS and Paramount have to offer.
All in one place.
Finally all in one place, yes.
All right. So excited for that. So stay tuned. We'll let you know when we are taking winners for a full year subscription to Paramount Plus.
The interesting thing says that they're going to have like archival stuff from like BET, MTV,
Comedy Central.
Comedy Central.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if they're going to have, you know, my MTV video VJ guest spot back in 1989.
We can ask.
What do you think, Al?
We can ask.
It's possible. I don't know. It might just be shows, but who knows? Maybe if they dig really deep into the archives.
Yeah, I think my man Richie actually found the video of me hosting.
Yes.
Oh, did you see it?
I haven't seen it. I have access to it, but it's long, and I don't have the rights to put it up.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Wait a second. You need rights
come on.
to put it up?
We're a CBS group here.
That's true. We are a CBS group.
And that's
now.
Me. That I'm giving you the rights. Can I give you the rights?
Listen, I went through so much online training where I don't know how we put anything on the air anymore.
You're probably right. I mean, you got to find that, man. I got to see that. I don't remember what I looked like. We got to find that, Al. And we got to play it. You say you have access to it.
I have access to it, yes.
All right, so maybe you could just watch it. Have you watched it at all?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
All right, if you have access, just look at it and let me know if it's something that I would want on the air. Because I have no idea if I'd want it on the air.
By the way,
I'm sure you would.
There is a way around the rights thing, by the way.
There is a way.
Well, you got a guy? It's a secret. Someone told me a little secret of how the best internet company out there, let's just put it that way, who with video and all sorts of stuff, has a system for exactly this type of thing. And it is genius.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to say it on the air because then all of a sudden people will know what's going on.
And that loophole will be closed.
Yeah, so we'd like to keep the loophole open, but there is a way to do it that is, I think, I don't know, whoever came up with it is absolutely genius. So we will, I'll tell you that in the break. I'll tell Al. Al probably already knows. He's probably talked to the same guy that I've talked about with this particular thing.
Is there any way that you can watch it, Al, take a little small snippet of it and send it to me so I can see it?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. Yes, okay. I can take a video of my screen.
All right, okay. Because I'd like to see it.
I know you've been dying for this thing for years now to see it.
I remember shooting it. I shot it in my basement in Villa Hills, Kentucky.
Wow.
And I was sitting in front of my bookshelves that had all the helmets on it, all 32 or 28 helmets at the time of the NFL team. So I think I wore a white sweater, I think, if I could, but I don't know.
All right. Well, we're excited to see it whenever we get a chance to see it.
And I had a mullet.
Of course he did. That's what the cool people have.
I just saw another mullet story out there.
Well, it's everywhere, man. And I was ahead of the game. People thought I was nuts. And now all of a sudden it's mainstream. I don't know what to say.
I saw a car in a parking lot yesterday. He put the sticker on the back of his window.
Yep.
He clearly got the letters. I don't think he bought it like this. It said mullet nuts.
Mullet nuts?
Yes. Mullet nuts. NUTZ.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah, mullet nuts.
Very popular.
It's like your boat. You should change the name from these nuts to mullet nuts.
To mullet nuts. Yeah, I spoke to a class on, what was that, Tuesday night? It was a Hofstra journalism.
Look at you, back to Hofstra and doing your thing.
So, well, it was over Zoom, so it's not like I went to Hofstra. But one of the young men in the class had a gorgeous mullet. I mean, I'm talking about, Like, he must spend an hour or more on this thing before he goes out into public, like teasing it, blow drying it, everything. And his hair went all the way down to his shoulders. And his name was like Tino Fintino or something. Like, and I was like, this guy's going to be a star right here. There's no doubt about it. With that name and that mullet and that personality, like, there's no doubt about it. All right, Jerry Recco is here with the update. What's going on, Jerry?
James Harden back in Houston.
Harden up top. Step back over Tucker. A three is good for James Harden. And some cheers in the crowd in Houston.
His first bucket of the night, Chris Carino, the call on the fan.
I want to rip my shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
Beating the Rockets 132-114.
And just so you know, Jerry, Gio and I got you a present.
Cool.
We missed you the last 2 days.
No, you didn't.
I mean, don't tell me what I did and I
didn't
do.
You didn't even think of me the last 2 days.
I thought of you the whole time, and I felt bad for you that Sal came in late.
In the middle of the Dr. J interview, Boomer was like, you know, I got to get Jerry that gift.
I was thinking about Jerry. But we got you a gift.
Nice.
And it is because we miss you. And I felt bad for you because Sal left you hanging.
No, you know what? I actually gave Sal a lot of props. He somehow got here by 6:06.
He was late.
Having a flat tire on the LIE that he left to his pregnant wife.
Yeah, you know what? That is tough. He's never going to live that down for the rest of his life. That's going to come up in all sorts of arguments from now until the time that they're 85 years old.
That's a valid question, though. Like, what would you do?
I've thought about this. If my car broke down or a situation like that, now I believe I've got run flat tires that you can still move, but if you blow out the tire completely, you're screwed. But I would probably leave the car on the side of the road and then call an Uber to take me in immediately. And hopefully one would come sooner than later.
Yeah,
and then,
you have to have a backup plan.
Then just deal with the car being towed later.
Yeah, and just say, as I'm in the Uber, you know, contact the vehicle roadside assistance, whatever, from my insurance company or whatever else, and say, this is where it is. I drop a pin on my iPhone. You can do that to know exactly where something is. I'd share that location with where the car was, and I'd get a ride share into the office.
Private tow cannot tow people from the LA. We learned that yesterday.
Well, okay, then I'd find another way. I don't know what to do.
Right.
See, that would be like, I got to get in on time, and I'll deal with the car at another juncture. Like, that would be my
And you have
my
the time
thought.
Crunch. Like, it's not like you can really think about it. You got to make
I've
a decision
thought about
now.
It, though. Yeah, I would just be, I'm leaving my car here, and I am getting an Uber, and I'm getting into work, and I'll deal with the car later. Like, who cares?
Yes. You know? Well, he got in, so everything is fine. I don't think he got divorced. I think all is well. So the Nets win by a lot. Here's Harden. Thoughts of being back.
As far as, you know, playing in Houston, a lot of mixed emotions from the fans, but, knew that was going to happen. I just wanted to come out here and give him a show.
Got a nice mix of cheers and boos. He said he did everything for the city except win it all.
I think that's the only thing that I didn't do or didn't accomplish is the championship, which is difficult to you know, obtain. But
yeah, well, you didn't get it.
Can we use the word we? You know, I mean, he's a part of a team, right?
Yes, he was, yes.
But I actually think him saying I in that particular instance was taking more responsibility than him saying we didn't get it done.
Right.
You know, he was basically like, I didn't get it done. I was the guy. I was the main guy. I didn't get it done. So I actually kind of liked that from him yesterday.
So the Nets 24-13 as they reach the break. They remain a half game behind Philadelphia for the top spot in the East because the Sixers got a big three late from Joel Embiid. Wound up beating the Jazz 131-123. Embiid had 40-19. He says, we want to be number one.
We want the number one seed. So, you know, that's what we focus on. And then as long as we're winning, the other stuff will come. So, you know, it all comes down to winning, and that's what I care about the most.
Now, there was a 36-19 free throw discrepancy in this game as the Sixers went to the line countless times. Donovan Mitchell says the refs essentially a joke.
This whole refereeing stuff and the way we're nice, we don't complain, we don't get frustrated. You know, we fight through things, and the fact that we just continually get screwed in a way by this.
Now, Rudy Gobert also spoke to this. He says he is treated differently, he believes, because he plays in Utah.
I'm not able to get some calls that everybody else in the league gets.
He says the refs should have to be forced to review this film.
Hopefully they feel shame when they watch the game.
you know what? It's interesting because when playing in Cincinnati, I kind of felt the same way.
Yeah, so both of these guys said that small market is the reason why they're not getting the calls.
Yeah, we weren't the Browns that had the history. We weren't the Steelers who had all the Super Bowls. And I always felt like we were getting screwed. I don't know if it's true or not. You just feel that way.
Well, yeah. I mean, also when you've got big teams in the NBA like the Lakers, like the Clippers, like the Brooklyn Nets and all these stars, and you feel like you are as good as they are, but you don't get the same respect from the officials and it's night in and night out. I mean, Donovan Mitchell, who's generally, you saw the way that he handled the Shaq thing. He took the high road, just basically very quiet. He's saying last night to the media, it's bleeping ridiculous.
Even Shaq is taking shots at him.
Well, yeah. I mean, and then he threw a Gatorade or he knocked over a Gatorade container last night.
It's actually good that Shaq knows who he is. Well, I guess you got to look at it that way,
well,
right?
Sure, because he doesn't know what 90% of the league. But these guys think it's because they're the Utah Jazz that the officials don't respect them.
Here's the one. I think this is it. This is the Gobert one talking about that.
We know that when you're a small market, I don't want to say that, but I really believe it. You know, after playing in this league for 8 years, it's a little harder, and that's one of the things that we got to overcome.
He's pretty much saying they don't want us winning is essentially what he said. So very interesting comments from those two last night after the loss. Also of note, Damian Lillard had a big finish. He and the Blazers beat the Warriors 108-106. He had 22 along with Carmelo. Knicks in Detroit tonight. The Knicks can finish the first half over 500 with a win.
They better.
I know. Detroit's 10-25.
God,
terrible team.
Yeah.
And the Devils take on the Rangers tonight. We'll have that game for you on the Fan. Some stunning, at least for me and Al, when we found out that Aaron Boone took a medical leave. It looks like it'll be for a few days. He had surgery to get a pacemaker put in. Here was Brian Cashman on how Boone told them what was going on.
It was a Zoom call because of the pandemic. And this one was different because he was in the hospital bed.
Yeah, I would say a little different. Cashman says it keeps everything in perspective.
We have these jobs and everyday walk of life, but nothing's more important than your health and your family.
And hopefully, and things did go as expected.
So yeah, he had a history, right? He had an open heart surgery years ago.
In 2009.
Yeah.
So he knew this was coming, I believe. And I do know a couple friends in my own life that have had this surgery that are doing just fine. And, you know, he'll be back and he'll be ready to go. And, you know, I don't know how long, maybe a week to 10 days, I would think.
I read 3 days he'll be back.
Because he's a maniac. You know, it's like all these coaches and managers are maniacs. Like, he really probably should take a week to 10 days.
Yeah, or more. 2 weeks would be fine, too, when you got a pacemaker put in. You're talking about your freaking heart.
Right. I mean, plus, we're playing games where we keep taking the pitcher out and putting him back in.
But there's an insecurity that is attached to a coach and a manager.
Well, even at this time of the year, you think?
Yes, 100%. 100%. Because their normal life is baseball 100% of the time this time of the year. There's high expectations with the Yanks.
Well, that they've underachieved the last couple of years.
Well, I don't know if you could say that.
Sure,
they have. You know, other teams have just been better than them. But I don't know. I just feel like there's an insecurity that is attached to this part of the business, no matter what sport you're talking about, and they don't want to miss anything. They want to be there for every aspect of it, and that's why he's coming back within 3 days as opposed to 7 to 10 days.
We'll see. Yankees did beat the Blue Jays yesterday. The Mets did lose to the Cardinals today. Mets, Nationals, Yankees, Phillies. I know we're running out of time. Jackie Bradley Jr. to sign with the Brewers. That came down the pike this morning. I'll have sound from Chris Antonetti and the Indians in that situation coming up next hour. Jets GM Joe Douglas Wednesday talking about the quarterback position and Sam Darnold and where they're at with him. I'll give you the one here.
Sam's, a dynamic player in this league. With unbelievable talent and who's really, really has a chance to really hit his outstanding potential moving forward. But if calls are made, I will answer him.
Of course I'll trade him. Since he's so dynamic and he's so awesome and he's so great, of course we'll take calls on him if we're going to trade him. I mean, obviously he's trying to, you know, make his value worth more if somebody does call. And maybe this kind of gives us an inkling that they'll either go with Zach Wilson or they're still trying to trade for Deshaun Watson.
Any truth to the rumor that his voicemail is full this morning?
No.
Right.
And by the way, do not give it away because I want to use it for the next segment. But Al sent the video, all right, of you in this, you were right in front of the helmets. Now, what you're wearing and your hair are two things that you made fun of me for, which is just great. It's absolutely great. So
that's why I said find it and look at it so I could see what it looks like.
And by the way, it's only 45 seconds, so after you discuss, I will post it.
All right, nice. So let's take a look at it. We'll digest it, and after the break, we'll talk about it.
Okay,
right?
Yes.
St. John's beat Providence last night. Good win for them. UConn over Seton Hall last night. Wagner beat Merrimack.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was watching it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Couldn't tell.
Yeah. And Syracuse won, and Jim Boeheim had some weird comments. We'll get to them next hour as well.
What weird comments? I didn't see this.
Yes. He was I can give it to you now if we have time. I'd be happy to do so. He was. So they win the game last night. I think they played Clemson. And do I have it here? No. Yeah, I do have it. So he was questioned, I guess, on social media. I shouldn't say questioned. A reporter on social media said Syracuse has had a nice season, but they'd probably be, I think he said, 17-3 or 17-5 if Boeheim gave more minutes to these two guys off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
So after they win last night, he is discussing the fact of where they are and how they have done.
I think we have gotten better as a team, and I think it's hard to go 9-7 in this league. I think it's a difficult league.
Fair enough. So then the SID chimes in to go to the next question, but he had to take his shot.
But if I had played Jesse and Kadari, we'd probably be 22-2 now. I just didn't see that. I couldn't figure that out by myself after 45 years. I need a reporter to figure that out who's never played basketball. He's 5 foot 2.
Oh, yes. I like it.
And you missed, and you stepped
go
all
get
over.
Him, Jim. Go get him.
And you stepped God. All over the end where he said, sorry. And he's 5 foot two.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah, here.
5 foot two reporter?
Never played basketball. He's 5 foot two.
Wow.
Height shaming.
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it at all.
Well, Jerry, you're short.
I'm 5 foot eight. I'm not 5 foot short. Two.
Well, you're shorter than me.
Yes, I am.
All of
Everybody's
us
shorter than you around here.
Yeah, the shortest, I think, well, CeeLo's shorter than Jerry.
Right. And Evan's the shortest, right?
No,
no,
I don't think so.
Evan's actually 5 foot ten.
Yeah,
Evan's tall. He just appears little. He sits in that red chair.
It's a posture problem.
It is just awful.
You know who's big? Andre the Giant, 7'4", 525 pounds.
Out of Grenoble, France.
From Grenoble, France.
That's right.
France.
Oh, Chernoff also very short. Yes, thanks, Eddie, for the reminder. Yes. Yeah. We haven't seen him in a while, so you forget.
Oh, stop that.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
So the welcome to the jungle. It's a highlight of you throwing a touchdown pass and, you know,
well,
playing
that was
for
our
Bengals.
Theme song, and that's right. What they used to call Riverfront Stadium was the jungle, and, you know, and Axel and all the guys would come. Right. I actually think they came to the stadium a couple times.
So then that transitions to you in your basement.
Yes.
Wearing a jean jacket.
Yes.
That you gave me all sorts of crap for when I had a jean jacket on.
Yeah, well, that was back in at the time.
Okay, well.
And it's back in again right now.
I know it's back in again right now, and that's the reason why I was wearing it. Once again, ahead of the curve. And nobody understands I'm ahead of the curve. And then also, it's...
Yeah, but your jean jacket was black. This was like a real blue jean jacket.
It was like a dark gray.
Right, and I think I did have a sweater on underneath it, yes.
Yeah, and then also, it's not as much of a pronounced mullet like you said, but it's definitely the beginning.
There's definitely a mullet there.
There's the beginning of one.
And I did put on my aviator glasses, too.
At the end of that. Yeah, I'm the cool quarterback now.
I'm the cool quarterback now, that's right.
Wow. Yeah, no, it is unbelievable. So if we can post it for people to see, we will.
You know, I'm telling you, like, the 80s was the worst when it came to clothing and hairstyle and everything else.
I think it was great, man.
But it was, I don't know, it was fun, I could tell you that.
Well, yeah, but I don't even, like, everything comes back around and is cool again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, now I look back at that stuff, I'm like, hey, everybody was kind of cool during that time, 80s, 90s, all that stuff.
I can just see my daughter cringing at this. Oh, thank God I wasn't alive then.
Yeah, but she's reached that age now, though, where she can appreciate these things and not be embarrassed by them, right?
No, I don't know.
No?
I really don't know.
I'm surprised. I think, like, you know, when you're a teenager, early 20s, you're embarrassed by your parents. And then, like, as you get a little bit older, you start appreciating some of the stuff as opposed to being ashamed by it.
Yeah, I'll find a picture of her or something where I think that, you know, she may...
Oh, yeah.
I'll be a little bit embarrassed, but I'll send it to her and I'll say, you see, this is how you embarrassed me back when you were a kid?
Yeah. It works both ways.
It does.
By the way, speaking of MTV, that's one of the many things and one of the many features on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus is a new streaming service that launches today. On Paramount Plus, you can stream live sports, breaking news, and a mountain of entertainment to celebrate the launch today. We're giving away a one-year subscription to Paramount Plus each hour. Right now is the 6 o'clock hour opportunity. Be caller number 7 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. And you have to be, and I know that we're on CBS Sports Network here, you have to be within the tri-state area, our tri-state area, as we broadcast here from New York. So I apologize. We're talking about New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. So I wish it could be all over the place. It's not. That's what the contest rules are. So if you're one of the guys that are up early watching in Wisconsin and call us and stuff, it has to be tri-state area stuff for us. Paramount Plus, live sports, news, and over 30,000 episodes and movies, including exclusive original content launching today.
That's right. It launches today. And if you are a CBS All Access member like I am, your subscription will be rolled right into Paramount Plus and all lots of new good things. And hopefully you could find my MTV thing. I wonder if you could.
Yeah, I don't know.
You think they have big enough servers for all that stuff?
I'm sure that they do. But, I mean, it's like, why would you put that up?
Why not? Why wouldn't you?
Well, I mean...
They could do like a series where they have all the guest VJs and they just link them all together into like one show. That would be cool.
Yeah, right. That would be very cool. I mean, the old MTV stuff. So the TRL was my MTV viewing experience. So I think most like Al was probably out of that age bracket. Obviously, you were out of that age bracket. But like Carson Daly's TRL was
right,
the thing.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
the big thing. And the people were in the street and it was like, what's the number one video and all that stuff.
I'm thinking it was like, God... Oh man, I want to say Kennedy was there.
Sure,
when I did this in the
Kurt
beginning.
Loder,
Kurt Loder,
yeah, Kurt Loder, the Kurt Loder, yes.
When he used to come on the screen, I was like, that guy is old.
Who was the English gal?
Julie Brown,
downtown Julie Brown. Yes.
You know, their tagline back when I did this was, I want my MTV.
Yeah. Yes. I want my MTV.
Yes.
God. I mean, I remember so when I was watching MTV, they'd always do like an ode to their past and the original VJs and when they first launched and some of the video, the Robert Palmer videos and stuff like that. So I was exposed to that at that point. But yeah, I was obsessed, man. Like, and now...
So was I.
Yeah, I mean now MTV, they don't... I mean, it's all like Teen Mom and The
Challenge.
It's all
different stuff, yeah, of course.
All that stuff. So it's not so much the music videos anymore.
But how many people on this show can say that they were a guest VJ?
No, just you.
None.
Just you.
Right.
I mean, that title doesn't even exist anymore. VJ doesn't even exist. Nobody's a VJ anymore, are they? And I remember when they did the, do you remember when they did the search for the VJ? Do you remember that one, Al, at all?
Yes, and they ended up with that kind of rock and roller guy.
So that was the second one. The first one was a guy named Dave Holmes, who was very, very, I guess, I don't know, fit. He sounded like a radio guy. He just was smooth, wasn't all that exciting, but he could introduce the videos really well. And then the second time was that guy Jesse something.
That was a Jesse Camp, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. And he was just out of his mind. And I just remember, like, they after that, Dave Holmes, who was the first guy, was like, he was good at what he did, but he wasn't, like, exciting. Then they hired this guy. You know, he had a backstory and everything else.
Yeah, Jesse Camp.
Where's he?
By the way, he was arrested in 2019.
Okay.
Oh, great.
For stealing a vacuum from Home Depot.
Mm.
But Dave Holmes is still a DJ.
Still a DJ.
Yeah, he's on Sirius on a couple of like classic rock type channels.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, he seems like that type of guy. Like, it was back in 1974 when these guys got together. You know, he's like one of those guys. Like, probably knows everything about everything when it comes to music. Yeah, Jesse Camp. God, that Dave Holmes probably like looked down upon Jesse Camp after he won. It's like, look at this guy. This guy's got no. He's just a freak show. He's got no talent. He's got no chops. But that was fun, man. Those days were fun. Back when things were special.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.